This is a special recording for RPG A Day 2018, presented by Dave and Matthew, hosts of the Coriolis Effect podcast.
Good day and welcome to day 26. We're getting into the final lap now. Day 26 of RPG A Day with your hosts, Dave and Matthew. Matthew, what's our question for today?
Our question for Sunday the 26th is... Well, again, it's not a question, it's a kind of statement, but they're asking for your gaming ambition for the next 12 months.
Ah, well... My number one gaming ambition for the next 12 months is to finish off a product. And by that I mean finish off my Tango 82 in a more professional format and have it out there for people to, well, maybe even to buy. I might charge 99p for it or something. But that would be my first thing. I've been intending to try and get something out there for a long time, finding the time to do it. You know, it's a bit of an excuse. If you want to do it, you make the time. So I need to make the time. So that's my first ambition. My other ambition will be to keep playing Pendragon, Coriolis, Simbarum, Star Trek Adventures, L5R, Solomon Kane, Ten Candles, Tango 82 a couple of times, and perhaps even include some Western, Forbidden Lands, and Fiasco.
Crikey.
I think
that's a lot of games. I mean, you have highlighted there, I think, the problem with my gaming ambitions for the next 12 months. And I'm not wanting to, you know, make anything professional and sell it. There are just games that I want to play. And I'm not sure how easy it's going to be to squeeze them all in.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about Blades of the Dark. So I think that's one that, you know, that might well happen within the next 12 months with somebody else running and me playing and kind of interspersing that between sessions of my Coriolis campaign.
I didn't include Knights Black Agents as well, because I quite like to give that another
Well,
go.
You mentioned that in a previous one a couple of
I
days
did mention
ago.
That yesterday, and, day before,
you know, that
yeah.
reminded me about Knights Black Agents. I love Knights Black Agents. There's an interesting thing about how I came across Knights Black Agents. We've talked about Fate, which I know you want to run another game of Fate, and I wouldn't mind running a game of Fate, but when we were putting that game together, it became, in the first couple of sessions, a game about a kind of spy game. And I remember actually seeing Kenneth Haidt at one of the Dragon meets and asking him about it. And it's on one of their live shows of Ken and Robin talking about stuff. Hmm. And of course, he directs me to all sorts of interesting sources, which I didn't particularly use. But I became aware of the fact that, of course, this fabulous Kickstarter was happening for what's called the Dracula Dossier, which is a freeform campaign of Knights Black Agents. And so...
And that was what we played, wasn't it, on your birthday?
Well, we played a kind of one of the stretch goal scenarios of that that's like a prequel one. But there is a whole world of adventure there in a hardback book, all written. I mean, it's a very freeform campaign. It's not quite low prep in the... You could take this any way you wanted as players. And I've played it once in a kind of way. We started off with some pre-published scenarios and then went off into Dracula Dossier land. But I have a desperate urge to play that again. Then we've got Forbidden Lands coming out.
Yeah.
Now, I had an idea about Forbidden Lands and I'm not sure whether it worked, but let me run it past you.
Okay.
You and I persuaded Andy to get Forbidden Lands as well. So we've got potentially three Forbidden Lands GMs. And I was just wondering whether we could alternate that campaign. So we all create characters. One of us, their character drops into the background for a session. And that person GMs that session.
That's not a terrible idea. And it echoes what me, Roger, Andy Brick, our old friend Mike and Mark, who's now in the States, what we did donkeys years ago with a D&D campaign before in the summer before we all went off to university and did our separate things. Mm-hmm. That ended up with me and Mike sharing the DMing of that. And I think this potentially works better, actually. Having three of us share the GMing is probably better than having two of us, because we then shared one character,
which
the others then got a bit grumpy because they thought that Mike was favouring me in the game and vice versa.
Because, yes, you're always favouring your own character, effectively.
Yeah, but actually, I like that idea. I think that might be an option, mightn't it?
Yeah. So that might be a way that we can fit that extra game in alongside everything else we're running and actually get a whole campaign rather than, you know, play twice in the year or something that we might otherwise do. And then you talked earlier on about Western. And yeah, I want to play in a Western. I think I want to play rather than GM. We had this discussion before. You were tending towards GMing and I was
I'm happy to GM that, yeah.
And a proper Western, not a bloody supernatural Western. Not that there's anything wrong with supernatural Westerns, but there's so much tension in humankind.
Yeah.
As you said, in Deadwood or something like that. I want a game like Deadwood.
Yeah. I mean, Deadwood the series is brilliant. I loved it. What I'll have to do is rewatch it again in anticipation of getting Western. But I guess for us, the question is, how can we beat the siren? The question is, do I then postpone or stop my Simbarum campaign in favour of playing Western? Which I'm not opposed to doing, but...
Yeah, I think we could... I mean, I don't know how your story is going, but we could find a natural break. Not stop it, but... Well, stop it for a bit. And then return to it.
Pause it rather than stop it. Yeah, okay, cool. Cool. Well, we have had the siren, so our time for today is up, I think.
So, we'll see you, or we'll speak to you again tomorrow. But for the time being, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye.
Bye. Nobody else will get that.
Oh, some people will. I mean, quite a lot of people will, hopefully.
This podcast special was brought to you by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. RPG A Day is an idea from David F. Chapman of Autocratic.com, with the support of CastingShadowsBlog.com and Will Brooks. Music is by Stars on a Black Sea and used with permission of Free League Publishing.